It is hard to believe that the regular season has already come and gone, but this is a regular season that won't be forgotten anytime soon, as Carrington girls basketball gave its fan base thrill after thrill.
Right side, Hornet, in the corner, Johnson, for the lead! Yes! Mara Johnson, a three, 47-45, Cardinals. Carrington have won it, 54-46 in the regional opener. Johnson, 8 to shoot. Mara, 6 to shoot, around a screen. Johnson, step back, 3!
Oh my goodness!
The clock counts down from 5, and the Cardinals have won 15 in a row. They defeat Valley City tonight.
Here's the buzzer, and the regular season is history. Carrington wins it 57-31 here in Lisbon tonight to finish the regular season with a record of 18-3. And part of the success of the 2025-26 regular season, a 13-1 region record, leading the Cardinals to the number one seed in this tournament.
And the Cardinals lead wire to wire in clinching the number one seed in the Region 2A tournament.
I'm really excited. I mean, regionals is really fun, and I just hope that we can go out there and make it to state.
The road to the Jamestown Civic Center makes a first stop at the Devil's Lake Sports Center. It's the Region 2A girls basketball tournament, and it opens with number one seed Carrington and number eight seed Harvey Wells County next.
Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Passat Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
Welcome you to the Devil's Lake Sports Center in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. The 2026 NDHSAA Region 2A Girls Basketball Tournament. Today's opening game, the number 8 seed Hornets of Harvey Wells County take on the number 1 seed Carrington Cardinals. We're happy to have you with us. Vinny Rappel is with us as well, getting ready to film it for our coverage of this tournament for this week in Carrington Sports. I am BJ Walters. It has been a regular season to remember for Carrington. The longest winning streak currently, 16 games in, well, we're not sure how long, but it's been a really long time. In fact, the 2011 state champions only had a 14-game winning streak. It never got to this long. The opponent today, the upstart first-year Class A program, Harvey Wells County, who lost all of their region games, but they have a big girl who can change a game in Rachel Newmiller. It is the postseason, and it begins here at the Devil's Lake Sports Center. The Cardinals coming off the 57-31 win on Tuesday at Lisbon. It was a game dominated by the sub-varsity players, while Harvey Wells County comes off a loss to Mayport Clifford Galesburg. A lot to do on our pregame report. Yes, we'll take a look around the state. Yes, we'll visit with head coach Andy Broughton. But when we come back, a special visit from the voice of the Mayport CG Patriots and the president of the NDAPSSA. Craig Keating joins us when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Your first car. It may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
The Region 2A girls basketball quarterfinals, Carrington and Harvey Wells County coming up, and we like to get different perspectives, and I know just the guy to turn to for that, the voice of the Mayport CG Patriots, Craig Keating, who also just happens to be the collector of all the votes that we send in Class A over the course of the season. And Craig, let's start there. Are there trends you're seeing in Class A girls basketball, just based on what you've received in the data you've collected? What's the overall mood going into this postseason?
Well, in the last couple of weeks, it's been relatively stable. You know, there hasn't been a lot of change in the poll. You know, out west, Hazen's been kind of sitting around that number five spot. On the east side, you know, that's where it gets really interesting because South Prairie Max, they're going to be at the top. Their only loss was at the beginning of the year, which you know, Carrington. But since then, they haven't lost a game. So, you know, by default, they're going to be the number one team, right? But then you've got some of these teams on the east side, and it's going to be interesting how things kind of pan out. And I'm excited for tournament season because I do think that the East is probably, and we're biased, of course, but I think the East is a little bit stronger in A-girls.
I think you're exactly right about that. Now, this tournament in particular, 2 weeks ago, probably had a different feel than it does as we enter it today. Mayport CG has gotten Jordan Carpenter back. Devil's Lake looks like maybe they're starting to figure it out. This feels like a competitive 3 days coming at us.
This should be quite a tournament. You know, Carrington's going to be the favorite right now. They beat Thompson twice in the regular season. The question is, you know, will they keep that going? I think Coach Broughton does a heck of a job with this squad, and there's a lot of talent. You look at the numbers, and we actually talked about a little while ago, you know, none of them average a lot of points or rebounds, but that's because they're just a balanced team, and that's the kind of team that you really need to have, a good team like that. You know, Thompson's a team that they're that way too, I think, because you got Addie Sage and Kaya Hurst, but they have some other key contributors as well. You know, great point guard play, for example, out of Schwab and so on, and another well-coached team. You look at Devil's Lake, they're always going to be in the hunt, I think, in this tournament. I think the most intriguing matchup in the first round is that 4-5 game. Hillsborough Central Valley is playing so well right now, and Coach Connell, I think he's going to have them ready, and it could be an interesting day for them in Four Winds Minnewaukan. But we get to the semifinals, and we are going to be in for a treat, I think, Tuesday and Thursday, especially Thursday. It should be some really exciting games, and you know, I really like this format because we know that we could possibly get three teams to the state tournament, and I hope we do.
And certainly when you look at the strength of Region 1, it's kind of two teams, and then they'll figure it out. The interesting thing about Hillsborough Central Valley is they've made the most of a break. They beat Carrington without Mara Johnson, and that seemed to just wake up their whole program.
It doesn't hurt, right? I mean, you'll take the win any way you can get it, but certainly that had to be a boost for them. And I think you could already kind of see, even before that game, kind of glimmers where they're starting to turn it around, that this is going to be the year that they become a little more competitive in the region. You know, they've already had 2 years in this format, where you look at a team like Mayport CG, this is their first year in Division A, and they've had their struggles at times, but they've also played teams competitive in this region, and you know, they're a dark horse. I'm sure Thompson doesn't want to play the Patriots that much today,
especially considering what they just did to rugby. That's a rugby team that is widely known for their defense, and they go, I get it, it was overtime, but they go put more than 60 points on them.
That was a little unexpected, you know, and they came out and they played well. And Patriots have a few different pieces. The thing they don't have is they don't have a good enough post player, and they're young in that spot, and that's something that, you know, they'll develop over time. But you know, between Jordan Carpenter on the perimeter, Kaiser Carlson at point guard. And then you got Hudson Zerfus that can play inside and out. And they're a good team that's, if they just had that one piece, you know, they could be a very, very tough team. And I think even without that piece, I think they could be a tough team today.
You look at the state on the whole, there seems to be three relatively good teams out west, if you're not counting South Prairie Max, because they're a great team, and about six teams out east. Do you think the state will ever say, okay, last chance Saturday, let's pit the east against the west, or do they kind of like this four on each side format?
You know, I've heard different thoughts on that. I don't think it'll ever happen. Should it happen? Yeah, I think there should be a rotational thing of some sort. You could put regions 1 and 4 and 2 and 3 against each other. You know, you don't have to go diagonal, if you will, but just east, west to the north and south. Do it every other year. Why not? But I'm sure the biggest factor is, you know, you're already putting on a lot of miles on that. Some teams are putting a lot of miles on that state qualifier day, and now you could be potentially adding that much more. But I would definitely be a proponent of that.
Well, Craig, have some fun this week, and here we go, postseason. This is always fun.
Appreciate it, and good luck to the Cardinals and all the teams.
That is the voice of the Patriots, Craig Keating. And when we come back, we'll talk to Hall of Fame head coach Andy Broughton when we continue here from Devil's Lake and the Region 2A tournament on the i3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency.
Back in Devil's Lake, Region 2A quarterfinal. It's Carrington and Harvey Wells County coming up, and we're joined by head coach Andy Broughton. And postseason is here, obviously a different intensity, and especially today, seasons end today. So everybody's 0-0, as you like to say.
Yes, sir. That's what the girls know, too. And, you know, the tip goes off, and we just got to play basketball and play to our ability and, you know, play our solid defense, move the ball, get open looks, and hopefully we can come out on top.
One of the things about your schedule being the way it was is you had almost a week between the regular season finale and today. How'd you like having that time, and what were you guys able to do during that time?
Well, get a little bit healthier. You know, down in Lisbon, we had two starters not play, so hopefully they come out with some energy, and they're going to get right into the mix. They have to guard some good players from Harvey, so we'll have to make sure we're healthy and go forward from there.
You know, we've talked a lot about depth and how at the beginning of the year you said you needed to build it. Are you happy with where your depth is now?
Sure are, and you know, that Lisbon game kind of gave them a boost too, so you know, the main stay depth with Sophie and Cody and Maya have helped come along and pinch hit a few spots, and hopefully they can help us with our rotation today.
And that's one of those things. I mean, you guys can practice as much as humanly possible, but until you do it in a game, that's where you really get that confidence.
Sure. You got to make plays, and you know, make the plays that you're able to make, and just be consistent and be disciplined on the defensive end, and be a teammate.
Today, Harvey Wells County, the first game, the number one thing that stands out, A, you were able to shoot them out of his zone, yes, but B, New Miller is so important on the backboards, and you guys did a great job on her.
Yeah, she's kind of sneaky. You know, she sneaks behind zones, and she knows how to pin on the offensive side of things, and we went through some of their sets with the kids the last couple days, and hopefully we can recognize and maybe get a few steals and get our fast break going.
And the beginning of that game was very important. Obviously, you're looking for the same thing today. When you're a favorite, you don't want to let the underdog hang around.
Yeah, you know, just play our game, you know, be ourselves. And, you know, like you said, hit the boards early and knock down those shots, move the ball, get open looks, and, you know, play our game.
For those girls who are doing this for the first time, important to come in and contribute immediately just to kind of settle the nerves in a postseason game?
Absolutely. You know, any moments that you're unfamiliar with. A little more comfort zone helps, and you know, then our leaders have to be leaders that way too.
Well, Coach, have some fun and good luck.
Thanks, BJ.
That is Cardinal Head Coach Andy Broughton. When we come back, the Bessemer Motors starting lineups from the Region 2A basketball tournament in Devil's Lake. This is Cardinal Basketball on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Bryn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Too much emphasis today is placed on the wrong definition of a winner. The correct definition is one who does the very best he or she can in practice and at contests while treating those around them with respect. You may not win every contest, but if you try your best, you are a winner. Let's not take shortcuts to winning. Let's not make our students feel badly about doing their best. Support high school activities and the true definition of a winner. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Back inside the Devil's Lake Sports Center, the crowd filing in little by little. It is the Cardinals and the Harvey Wells County Hornets, and those Bessemer Motors starting lineups are coming. But before we get to them, let's take a look at what else is going on in North Dakota. One regional tournament already underway. It is the Class A Region 4 tournament at Standing Rock, and the hosts are going to be eliminated by top seed Hazen. The Bison will get their 20th win of the season and advance to tomorrow against either Newtown or Shiloh Christian. In Region 1, you can hear all of these games beginning at about 4:30 on our sister station, the Voice of the Valley, KOVC. It starts with an intriguing 4-5 game between Central Cass and Oak Grove, the Grovers, and the Squirrels, who split their regular season meetings, will meet up, followed by Kindred and Lisbon, followed then by Wahpeton and Northern Cass. Our bracket, the winner of our game gets the winner of that intriguing 4-5 game that Craig was talking about for Wins Minnewaukan and Hillsboro Central Valley. Tonight, Thompson against Mayport Clipper, Galesburg, and Devil's Lake take on Grafton. In Region 3, South Prairie Max opens at the MSU Dome against Stanley. Botno faces Dunseith, Turtle Mountain and Ned Rose, Rugby and DeLax Burlington. In Class B, you can hear all of these games right now on our sister station, KXGT Thunder Country 98.3 and KDDR The Tornado. District 1 champion Maple River taking on Edgley Combe Montpelier inside the Jamestown Civic Center, while Linton HMB and Windmere Lidgerwood will be next, then Lemoore, Litchville, Marion, and Hankinson, and Sargent County, Kidder County. In Region 2, Hatton Northwood open against St. John, Langdon area Munich, and Park River, Fordville, Lincoln. It's Benson County and Drayton Valley, Edinburgh, and Griggs Midcoda. That's a nice story, Griggs Midcoda. 16 wins this year. They take on North Prairie. In Region 3, Kenmare Bobels open against Surrey, while Berthold then take on Divide County, Glenburn and Powers Lake, Burke Central, Tioga, and Mohall Lansford Sherwood. Only one team in that region, Class B Region 3, have less than 15 wins on the season. That could be a good watch. And in Region 4, the Shock District 7 champion Beach opens with Washburn, then Flasher against Bowman County, Central McLean and Richardson Taylor, and Grant County Mott Regent against Garrison. Here it is, Carrington and Harvey Wells County. And indeed, it is time for our Bassett Motors starting lineups. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the Hornets, head coach is Chad Bowell, and they are 6-15 overall, 0-14 in Region 2 play. At a guard, Macy Reuter, averaging just over 4 points a game. Another guard, Braylee Keller, averaging 14 points, 4.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. The forwards, Kenley Grossman, 4.9 points, 5.1 rebounds per game, and Emerson Wolf, 3.1 points, 6.9 rebounds a game. The center is the outstanding Rachel Newmiller, 12.7 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Carrington gets their number one lineup back today. That means that a guard, a 5'9 senior, Sienna Top, 5.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists per game. The other guard, 5'8 sophomore, Mara Johnson, 10.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. At one forward, Harper Coleman, the 5'8 junior, averages 6.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. The other forward is 5'8 sophomore, Aniston Hornet, as the Cardinals retake the court to a nice ovation. The Carrington fans are behind us. That's going to be very, very nice tonight to be able to hear them. Hornet averages a team-high 13.2 points and a team-high 7.4 rebounds per game to go with 2 assists. And in the middle, Mara Coots, the 5'11 sophomore, averages 5'9.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game for Hall of Fame 27th year head coach Andy Broughton, who comes in with a record of 487 wins, 161 losses, assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. The Cardinals are in all white with red numbers and letters outlined in black. The Hornets are in all black with white numbers and letters outlined in purple. Purple trim down the side outlined in white. Carrington in the first half will move right to left while the Hornets go left to right. Again, the winner of this game plays at 5:30 tomorrow. If it is Carrington, we will have it for you beginning straight up and down at 5 o'clock against the winner of Four Winds Minnewaukan and Hillsboro Central Valley in a very, very intriguing game that follows 20 minutes after this one. And do not forget that if Carrington wins this game, they're guaranteed of a Thursday game. We'd be back here for that. Friday night, we've got Cardinal boys basketball in their last home game of the season against, I'm going to call them, the most befuddling team in Class A. Grafton has statistically the best offense in the state and statistically the worst defense in the state in Class A boys basketball. Now, part of that, I'm sure, is pace of play. But nonetheless, that's a fascinating game Friday night inside the East Gymnasium. We have it for you on KDAK, the Cardinal Land, on YouTube at 6:45. Don't hate me for saying this, but if it's needed, last chance Saturday in Mayville, the Class A games are at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Of course, we'd be with you 30 minutes before. But for Carrington fans, they want to play today, play tomorrow, play Thursday, and await a bracket on Saturday night. We will see if they can begin their postseason run with a win here in the Region 2A Girls Basketball Tournament. A quarterfinal with Harvey Wells County. When these two teams played in the regular season, it was a good win for Carrington. They won it 65-32 over Harvey Wells County. They got 15 from Maya Nice off the bench, 13 from Mara Coots, and 11 from Harper Coleman. Rachel Newmiller scored 13 and 11 for Braylee Keller for Harvey Wells County. What happens when it really matters? We are about to find out. A postseason journey about to begin for the Carrington Cardinal girls basketball team, and we will have the opening tip of the postseason in just a moment when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Your first car. It may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic, is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care. Caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Back in Devil's Lake, Carrington and Harvey Wells County coming up. And before we get going, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Region 2A Girls Basketball Tournament in Devil's Lake, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters back with you. Vinny Rappel is with us as well, and we are happy to have you with us this afternoon on KDAK FM 100.1 AM 1600, The Cardinal, all around the world at newsdakota.com, on the KDAK, The Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to open KDAK, The Cardinal. There is a good contingent of Carrington fans here in attendance this afternoon. It is my understanding they did not allow the kids out of school for this one, and that makes sense because Carrington hopes that they have to do that next week. And as Frank Keating correctly pointed out, if you believe that Southbury Max is probably the number one seed regardless of what happens this week, then you probably believe Carrington are the two seed if they win this tournament. That would be a 1 p.m. tip 10 days from now.
The officials of this team are registered by the High School Activities Association.
Both teams are getting ready their final preparations
for today's game.
For Carrington and Harvey Wells County. And we will have the opening tip contested by Grayley Keller and Mara Coots. What Carrington hopes is a six-game postseason run is underway with Harvey Wells County controlling the opening tip, moving left to right. Here is Neumiller giving top of the key for Reuter against a 1v1. Right side, Neumiller holding and goes up top to Wolf. Left side, Mara Johnson guards Tenley Grossman. Into the right wing corner for Neumiller. Around a screen for three, and Rachel Neumiller opens the score. Three nothing Harvey Wells County, 30 minutes, 30 seconds in. And now they back into this zone that Carrington shot them out of in Fessenden. In the corner, Harper Coleman. Down to Hornet. Spin. Kick it right side. Mara Johnson left alone for three. It's a little long. Backside rebound. Coleman back up and in. Harper Coleman's first basket. Makes it 3-2 Hornets. On the bank forward scoreboard, 55 seconds gone. Right side, Reuter. Basket cut, knocked away by Johnson, stolen by Hornet. Here comes Carrington right to left. Aniston Hornet holds, leaves for Mara Johnson at the head of this zone. Left side, Sienna top. Down towards Harper Coleman, spinning, leaving. Hornet, two dribbles in. Down, pass right side. Here's a three for Mara Johnson. Bang! Mara Johnson a three, and it's 5-3 Cards. 6:35 to play in the first. Right side, Neumiller. Holding. Goes to the head of the key for Emerson Wolf. And on the left side, Braylee Keller. Keller, one dribble. Leads for Reuter. Back to Keller. Left wing, Grossman. Around a screen, Tenley Grossman's pass is deflected. She gets it back. 8 to shoot. Now 6 to shoot for the Hornets. Right side, Wolf. Wolf is going to have to drive on Coots. Wraparound feed, layup off the front of the rim. Taken in by Aniston Hornet. There's a good late shot clock opportunity. Now down to the other end. What a catch by Coleman. Kick out top. Here's Aniston Hornet. Flashing is Coots. Backdoor cut. Mara Johnson lays it in. 7-0 run and a Dactel timeout is called by Harvey Wells County. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. The zone is being hit pretty hard early by this Carrington offense, who comes in averaging just under 51 points a game. Cardinals have scored the last seven after a Rachel Neumiller three. They lead 7-3. And we have our first result today. Hazen has beaten Standing Rock 56-26. No huge surprise there. The one beating the eight in Region 4. Carrington come out in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. It's Keller holding. Fires left side towards Reuter. Extra pass down to the post for Neumiller, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two. So that was a pretty good diagonal pass against a zone, and Mara Coops picks up her first foul.
First team foul, Neumiller at the line to shoot two.
Neumiller will shoot two. Takes three dribbles, fires, and it's nothing but net. 7-4. Second one on the way for the senior. Look short is rebound Coots. Carrington by three. Here's Aniston Hornet against a 2-1-2. Hornet steps into a wide-open three. It's long. Rebound Sienna top and a second chance at it. Nobody picked her up. Johnson down to Hornet, who got blocked. Rebound Coleman, kick out. Corner, Johnson, three. A little long backside board. And it'll be a held ball that keeps it with Carrington. So, as is sometimes the case, when you play zone, you can't rebound as well. Carrington's all over the offensive boards early. Hornet gives to top. Johnson holding, skipping, right side. Coleman down to Coots, who goes inside and travels. Good backside defense by Macy Reuter. And it goes back to the Hornets, 5:08 of the first quarter. And it is Carrington 7, Harvey Wells County 4 in this Region 2A quarterfinal. Keller guarded by Harper Coleman, who's back after missing two games with a groin injury. On the right side, Rachel Neumiller holds and goes up top. It's Wolf. Neumiller again against Aniston Hornet. Left side holding is Grossman. Mid post feed, kick out, right side. A three for Reuter is blocked by Top and rebounded by Coops. Sienna got all of that one. And here comes the lone senior. Top drives, kicks to the corner for Coleman. Down to Johnson. Extra pass, Coops on the high low. 9-4 Carrington. beautiful passing move by the Cardinals, and they lead by five. Keller straight away for Grossman. Ball fakes, one dribble, finds Neumiller right side. Gets to Keller around the screen. Thought about it, does not take it, and Harper Coleman almost took it out of her hands. Now a deflected ball picked off by, almost picked off by Sienna Top. Eight to shoot now for the Hornets. Straight away Wolf, six to shoot. Right side, driving is Keller, spinning, putting it up, putting it in. Brindley Keller beats Harper Coleman off the bounce. That does not happen often. It's 9-6 Carrington. And it's Coots at the left elbow. Driving in, lost the ball, a steal. Numbers the other way for Harvey Wells County. And getting all the way in and missing the layup was Grossman. Rebound Top. 9-6 Carrington, 3:25 of the first. It's Hornet from 14. A little long. Got her own miss. Aniston down to Coots for two more. They've got an assist on every field goal. It's 11-6. On the bank forward scoreboard with 3:10 to play in the first. Right side, Keller towards Neumiller. Deflected by Johnson, picked off by Kooks. Here comes Mara Johnson the other way. Sienna Top in a five-point game. Travels a turnover. And into the game for the first time, Cody Thiel, the 5'5 sophomore guard, 2.3 points, 1.4 rebounds a game.
And for the Hornets, number 22, Lane Almaris.
And Laney Almaris is in. Averages 4 points, four rebounds for Harvey Wells County, who trail Carrington 11-6. It's Keller going left side for Grossman against Mara Johnson in the 1v1. Straight away, Almaris. Right side, Keller may have traveled, wasn't called. Rebound, Neumiller around a screen. Throws it down to the post, and it's knocked out of bounds by Mara Coots. 14 to shoot, 2:35 of the first, 11-6 Carrington. Baseline left inbound. Having a hard time getting it in. They finally do to Grossman against Mara Johnson. Now here's Neumiller. Straight away, Keller. Left side, Almaris. Ball fakes. Six to shoot. Straight away, it's Grossman. Somebody's going to have to shoot. Almaris travels. Sienna Top back in for Harper
Top
Coleman.
Back in for the Cardinals.
Carrington 11, Harvey Wells County 6. 2:20 to play. Opening quarter, bank forward scoreboard, and it's Hornet against a 2-3. Left side, Sienna Top. Mid-post feed. Coots, skip it right side, stolen. Taken out of there by Almaris. Off the deflection from Grossman. Left side, Reuter, down towards Neumiller against Coots. Kick out, Reuter starts a drive and leaves instead for Grossman. Straight away, Keller, right side, Reuter. Left wing. Pass back to Almaris. Right side, Grossman against Johnson. 10 to shoot again for the Hornets. Driving right, Keller gets blocked out of bounds by Sienna Top with five to shoot. And it is the game debut of Sophie Spitzer, 5'11 junior center, who had a career high four on Tuesday. Five to shoot. Almaris with three, with two. Here's a jumper by Keller, blocked by Top again. Rebound, Cody Thiel. At the other end, Mara Johnson holds and gives to Aniston Hornet. Mid-post feed, Spitzer. Kick out, Johnson. Right wing corner, Top. Here's Thiel. Mid-post, kick out, Johnson. Left side, Hornet. Spitzer is fouled. First foul of the game on Harvey Wells County comes against Macy Reuter. Coleman back in, Coots back in.
First personal, first team
goal. Baseline right inbound for Mara Johnson. Throws in deep to Harper Coleman. Right side, it's Thiel. Skip it left wing, another three for Johnson. This one spins out, offensive rebound. Coleman, kick out, Top left alone for three. A little long, backside rebound. Coleman tries to save it and does. Mid-post feed, Coots, kick out, Johnson, wide open triple. In and out, rebound deflected out, and this time it's out of bounds to Carrington. Well, the rebounding's rather one-sided early, but Carrington, we know, get after the backboards. They even did that against Valley City. Here's Top. Straight away for Thiel. Back to Top, left alone for three. That's wide right. Backside rebound. Coleman again finds Top. left side Johnson, down to Coots, who will lay it up. No, but a foul on the floor on Ulmers.
Her first. Number 22, Lane Ulmers.
And Hornet back in for Johnson.
Hornet in for the Cardinals.
47.7 of the first quarter. Carrington by five. The ball thrown in deep to Sienna Top. Back to Hornet. Corner. Harper Coleman from her spot. Can't hit the three a little long. Rebound Ulmers. That is her favorite spot. The Luck Wing corner three. Keller. Left side. Grossman. So basket cutting Ulmers, who throws it left wing to Neumiller. There's a 6 second difference in the clocks. Keller, straight away Neumiller. 15 and 9 on the clocks. Grossman, straight away Ulmers. Right side Neumiller. Mid-post feed through the hands of Wolfen, stolen by Top with 5, with 4, with 3. Down to Coots. Kick out. Coleman, a 3 at the buzzer. Off the front of the rim. Carrington was not real hot for 3, but their defense and their rebounding carry them in that first quarter. We have played 1 on the Bank Forward scoreboard of the Region 2A girls basketball tournament with the score. Carrington 11, Harvey Wells County 6 on the I3G Sports Network.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The good news for Carrington is they have an assist on every field goal. But there were only 5 field goals. They lead 11-6 as we begin the second quarter. And Carrington come out in that half-court trap again. And a travel is called. They immediately force a Keller turnover. And they'll have it back leading by 5. Meanwhile, at the Region 1B tournament, EKM have scored the first 11 of the game against Maple River. Here's a 3 by Hornet. It's long. Rebound deflects to Hornet. Kick right side, Mayanisa 3. And finally one goes in. Mayanisa 3, and it's 14-6 guards. Gallard. Now against a 1v1. Right side, Ulmers. Dumped down, knocked away by Johnson, stolen by Coots. Carrington from right to left, down the right side of the floor. It's Harper Coleman, down to Hornet. Extra pass, Johnson left alone for 3. Off the front and side of the rim. Rebound by Anice. The freshman, freshman 5'7 guard is in. Here's Coots at the free throw line. Drives in, gets inside, finishes with the left hand. Morris got 6, and Carrington leads 16-6. A minute into the second on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Dribbling to the left. Here is Ruder. Left side, Ulmers against Coots. Tries to get it to Wolf, stolen by Coots. Carrington has scored the last 5, and they want more. Here is Hornet stopping, popping, and dropping from the elbow. 18-6 Cardinals. Timeout, Harvey Wells County. It will be a full Adactel timeout with Carrington on a 7-0 start for the quarter and leading 18-6 on the I3G Sports Network.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time.
Cardinals have scored the first seven of the quarter. It's taken a minute 27 seconds to do it, and suddenly they lead 18-6 over Harvey Wells County. That mayonnaise three seems to have calmed the nerves a little bit. And here come the Hornets from left to right. And at half court, a pass back to Reuter. Picks it up, gives to Keller. Right side, the trap comes, it's back to Keller. Keller dribbles left, now right. Leaves it. Right side, a good trap on Grossman. Down to Neumiller, who spins, fires, too strong. Rebound backside, out of bounds to Carrington. Sophie Spitzer back in for a moment. At least for a moment. With the Cardinals up 12, 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard, 18-6. In the corner, it's Top holding. Still holding. Finds Johnson, head of the key. Skip it right side. Hornet gets inside and finishes. First nine of the quarter. And again, Carrington have nine field goals. They've assisted on every single one of them. They lead 20-6. On the right side, it's Grossman. Straight away, faking a three, Reuter. It's with Keller. Down low, Neumiller missed the layup. Rebound, Hornet. Carrington by 14. Here's Aniston down the center of the floor. Right side, Johnson in the corner top. Down to Spitzer. Spinning, firing, blocked. Rebound, Hornet. Kick out, nice. And here's Johnson. Goes left side to Hornet. Johnson one more time. Two dribbles right, now two to the left. Picks up her dribble, finds Spitzer. Kick out, Top. Eight to shoot now for Johnson. Right side, Maya Nice. Four to shoot, and she stepped out of bounds. Maya, a turnover. Cody Thiel back in, Harper Coleman back in. The five on the floor, Harper Coleman, Cody Thiel, Sienna Top, Mara Johnson, Sophie Spitzer. It's 20-6 Carrington, 3 minutes into the second quarter. On the right side, Grossman holds. Gives to Reuter straight away. Mid-post feed, Wolf, kick out, Keller left wing. High post, it's Neumiller. Holding, has her pass deflect, but does find Wolf. Kick out, Grossman, 10 to shoot. Left side, it's Keller with eight. 4:30 in the quarter. Keller holds, gives to Grossman. Right side, foul called. Kind of a bailout foul there. Cody Thiel commits it with three on the timer. Back in come Mara Coots and Aniston Hornet.
First team foul. Hornet and Coots back into the game for the Cardinals.
Here's Reuter. Straight away against Cody Thiel. Goes to the left elbow for Wolf against this 1v1. It's Keller trying to get downhill. Tried to shuffle it off, and it's stolen by Harper Coleman. Tried a short pick and roll, and Coleman stole it. Right side, Cody Thiel fakes a three. Gets baseline. Kick out Harper Coleman. Her triple is short and wide right, and it's rebounded by Grossman. And here comes Keller down the right side. Keller into the corner. A three for Reuter. Air ball. Rebound, Hornet. Three on two if they hurry. Hornet, four on two if they hurry. Hornet down to Coleman to lay it up, too strong. Rebound controlled by Keller, who throws it out of bounds. Nope, it was tipped. And it'll stay with the Hornets. 3:43 to go in the half. Maya Nice back in for Cody Thiel. Carrington 20, Harvey Wells County 6. On the Bank Forward scoreboard. Coleman picks up Keller at half court. Spins right. Goes to Reuter. Against Maya Nice. Reuter holds and goes up top for Keller to fire a three. She got it. Braylee Keller with five. And it's 20-9. And a that tell timeout is called by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton. It comes with 3:22 to go in the first half. The Cards up 20-9 on the I3G Sports Network.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Cardinal basketball all season and postseason long brought to you by CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Center, compassionate care close to home, and by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Well, the Cardinals have been in control for most of it. It is 20-9 at the moment. Cardinals will have it. They've gotten Mara Johnson back into the game and Mara Coots back into the game. Left side, Maya Nice. Holding, giving to Hornet. Flash, high post by Coleman. The pass too high. It's stolen by Grossman. Left side, Reuter. Down towards Wolf. Spinning, shuffling it off to Neumiller, who spins into the lane. Rachel Neumiller has to kick it out. Here's Keller. Around a ball screen. Keller. Once Wolf not available, so she gives it instead to Grossman. Straight away, it's Reuter. Back to Grossman, holding 10 to shoot. Mid-post feed, Neumiller drives in, hesitates, and leaves it for Keller. Braylee Keller gets baseline and got fouled. She'll shoot two. And it's the first on Aniston Hornet.
First personal, second team. Braylee Keller at the line to shoot two.
Keller will shoot two. Her first one is long.
Sienna Top into the Cardinals.
Sienna Top returns, and the starting five is out there for Carrington now. Second one is good, 20-10. She's got six. Keller with six, Neumiller with four. That's all of Harvey's points so far. Johnson, right side, Sienna Top. Holding, goes back to Johnson, right side Top, left alone, wide open triple, off the front of the rim, rebound, Grossman. And the Hornets can cut it inside of 10, but the ball knocked away by Hornet and stolen by Top. Here's Harper Coleman the other way, finds a cutting Mara Johnson, who will lay it up too strong. Rebound down to the Hornets, and Keller is trapped, has her pass deflect, and they will get it across just in time. Grossman leaves for Keller. On the left side, Neumiller. 1:45 to play, opening half. 20-10, Carrington Bank Forward scoreboard. Left wing corner, Keller. Braylee Keller starts a drive and gives it straight away to Tenley Grossman. Back to Keller. Holding, goes down to Wolf. In on Coots, puts it up, puts it in. 20-12. And six straight for the Hornets. 1:25 to go in the half. It's Hornet thinking about a three, not taking it. Sienna Top, deep right wing corner, gives it back to the right wing, Mara Johnson. Here's Coleman, kick out, left side, Hornet, wide open three, in and out, rebound, Coots, spinning right, goes inside, leaves for Top from 12 feet. No, rebound, Hornet, back up, block foul. She'll shoot two.
That ball on number 11, Grossman.
It's on Tenley Grossman, her first.
At the line, number 10, Aniston Porter.
And Annie at the line this season is 73%. Her first one goes in, 21-12, Carrington. That ends a 6-0 run, and the second one rolls home, 22-12. On the left side, and the ball's nearly thrown out of bounds, but Neumiller able to get it to Wolf, who gets inside, reverse layup, too strong, rebound Mara Coots. And here comes Hornet in the final minute of the first half, Carrington by 10. Hornet, right side, Johnson, holding, goes back to Hornet, kick out Coots, left wing, it's Top, a three, short, and it'll go out of bounds. Have only hit two threes. They hit seven in the first half in Fessenden. A steal on the inbounds. Here's Hornet getting downhill to lay it up and in. Aniston Hornet with eight. 24-12 Cardinals. Shot clock is off. And into the front court. Reuter throws it away out of bounds. It goes back to Carrington. And here comes Maya Nice. Or Sienna Top. Carrington could hold for one if that's what they want to do. They've led by as many as 14. On the right side, Hornet. Back to Johnson with 13. In the corner, Nice holding. Finds Johnson with 10. Right side, deflected ball out of bounds with 7.4. Carrington 24, Harvey Wells County 12. And it's Harper Coleman on the inbound pass, kicking it to Johnson for a three. That's an air ball out of bounds with 1.8 to go in the half. Not a lot of good options here. They throw it in, and they won't even attempt a shot. We have come to the end of the first half at the Devil's Lake Sports Center in this 2026 Region 2A girls basketball quarterfinal with the score. Top-seeded Carrington 24, 8th-seeded Harvey Wells County 12. And we will have our halftime report in a moment when Carrington basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide Bassett selection of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Back in Devil's Lake, we have reached halftime with the score. Carrington 24 in the Devil's Lake Fire, or not Devil's Lake Firebirds, the Harvey Wells County Hornets 12. 24-12, Carrington at halftime in this first Region 2A basketball quarterfinal. Let's give you the scoring now. 8 from Anniston Hornet, 6 from Mara Coots, 5 from Mara Johnson, 3 from Maya Nice, and 2 for Harper Coleman. For Harvey Wells County, 6 from Braylee Keller, 4 from Rachel Newmiller, and 2 from Emerson Wolf. There have been no ties. There's been one lead change. The largest lead for Harvey Wells County was 3-0. Carrington's largest lead, 20-6. And at halftime, Carrington leads Harvey Wells County 24-12. We'll come back and take a look at what else is going on in North Dakota when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lover of Carrington and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
The Cardinals lead this Region 2A girls basketball quarterfinal at the break, 24-12 over Harvey Wells County. B.J. Walters back with you. Let's take a look at what else is going on today. One final that came from Region 4, where top seed Hazen defeated 8 seed Standing Rock 56-26. Now, coming up here in Devil's Lake, it is 4 seed 4 Winds Minnewaukan and 5 seed Hillsboro Central Valley. That's 20 minutes after this game. Tonight's action, 2-seed Thompson take on 7-seed Mayport Clifford Galesburg, and 3-seed Devils Lake take on 6-seed Grafton. Games on our network today. The entire Region 1 tournament is on the Voice of the Valley, KOVC. It starts in an hour with 4-seed Central Cass and 5-seed Oak Grove, followed by 2-seed Kindred and 7-seed Lisbon, and 3-seed Wahpeton facing 6-seed Northern Cass. And the Region 1B tournament is at the Jamestown Civic Center, and right now it is quite the performance by 4th-seeded out of District 2, Edgley Cole Montpelier, leading the District 1 champion Maple River by a count of 28-16 at halftime. That is on Thunder Country KXGT 98.3 and KDDR the Tornado. That will be followed by Linton HMB, Winemare Lidgerwood, Lamore Litchville, Marion Hankinson, and Sargent County, Kidder County. And of course, the tournaments on all of these networks continue tomorrow and Thursday. If this score holds, we'll be with you straight up and down at 5 o'clock tomorrow for the Cardinals and the winner of 4 Winds Minnewaukan and Hillsboro Central Valley. Our halftime count, Carrington 24, Harvey Wells County 12, and the second half is next when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Bryn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. This is a sincere plea to adult fans from North Dakota High School students. Please don't embarrass us by yelling at players, referees, or coaches. The number one reason students participate in activities is for fun. Please don't take the fun out of activities. Support us at games in a positive manner. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is the time.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks!
Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
A check on that South Prairie Max game. I don't think anybody's going to be too surprised to see that. Well, there's no update right now on that game. Interestingly, on the app that many of us use. Newtown lead Shiloh Christian 7-6 after one. Kenmare Bowbells over Surrey 35-22 at the end of the first half. Had Northwood up 27-21 on St. John, and Washburn up on Beach in Class B 24-18. Not sure why we're not getting updates on that South Prairie Max game, but okay. The second half will begin with Carrington in possession and the starting fives on the floor for both sides. That means Reuter and Keller, Grossman, Newmiller, and Wolf for Harvey. Top, Hornet, Johnson, Coleman, Coots for Carrington. Still in the zone. Here's a three for Top, and it's short. Rebound, Sienna Top, and she's fouled. And it is the second on Grossman.
Good foul on number 11, Grossman.
First on the team.
First team.
Baseline inbound to Top. Kick out. Johnson left alone for three. In and out. They are just not falling right now for Carrington. And they call a foul on Aniston Hornet, her second.
The foul number 10, Aniston Hornet. Second personal, first team foul.
Shots not really falling, but Carrington's defense has been good enough. Carrington's rebounding has been exceptional. On the right side, Newmiller. A deflected ball finds Grossman. Left side, Reuter into the corner. Macy Reuter down to Grossman. Deflected pass by Top, stolen by Coots. Here's Sienna the other way. Holding. Straight away, Hornet left alone for three. That one goes in, and Carrington had their largest lead at 15, 27-12. And Hornet's got 11, the team's leading scorer in the regular season, and a near steal by Top. Grossman, right side, Newmiller in the corner. Ball fakes, gets trapped. Newmiller towards the baseline, taken out of her hands by Harper Coleman. And a travel is called on Mara Johnson. It'll go back to Harvey Wells County. Having a hard time getting the ball in, it's thrown in deep to Newmiller. Guarded by Hornet. Left side, Reuter. Towards Wolf. Kick out, Grossman. Finally, Grossman goes left side to Macy Reuter. Down to Grossman. Turnaround, fadeaway, jumper, no. Offensive rebound, Wolf. And her pass finds Newmiller. Pinballing around, Coots comes out of there with it. Here's Aniston Hornet with Carrington up by 15. Hornet the other way. Steps into a left wing corner pass to Coleman, down to Coots. One dribble, kick out Top. Right wing, Johnson. From 14 feet on the baseline, Mara hits. She's got seven. It's 29-12 Carrington with 6:15 to play in the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Right side, Newmiller. Skip it, left side, deflected ball, stolen. Nobody between Sienna Top and the basket. She'll lay it up and in. 31-12, Carrington on a 7-0 run. Sienna Top's first basket. And now a trap and a reach-in foul called on Sienna. Her first, team's second.
First personal, second.
Carrington by 19 and Maya Nice back in.
Maya Nice back into the game.
Grossman throws in to Keller. Carrington leading by 19 at 31-12. Keller dribbles left, leaves for Grossman. Once Newmiller, deflected ball, finds Rachel Newmiller. Spinning, kicking right side, deflected ball. Harper Coleman comes out of there with it. Harper has it poked out of bounds by Reuter. It'll stay with Carrington. And Dak Tell timeout is called by Harvey Wells County. 5:34 to go in the third. Carrington 31. Harvey Wells County 12 on the I3G Sports Network.
Your first car. It may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI, St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Out of the Dactel timeout, a baseline left inbound for Anniston Hornet. Looks, triggers deep to Mara Johnson. Here's Hornet down to Coots. One dribble. Mara lays it in. Carrington by 21. Coots has eight. 33-12. 5:20 to go in the third. Ruder. Mid-post feed knocked away by Coots. Wolf recovers it. Grossman holding. Gives to Neumiller. Rachel Neumiller is called for double dribbling. And I think that's because she could feel Maya Nice coming from the weak side, so she put another dribble down. Top and also Spitzer are back in to go with Mara Johnson, Anniston, Hornet, and Maya Nice against the zone up by 21. Johnson, right side, top. In the corner, Maya Nice skips it to Johnson, left side, Hornet. So basket cutting Nice, who takes a dribble and lost it out of bounds. A turnover. Carrington by 21, 4:50 to play in the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard. They've led most of it. They did trail 3-0. Straight away, Keller. Mid-post feed, Neumiller. Ball fakes, fires from the elbow and rolls it in.
Rachel
Neumiller with six, and it's 33-14. Hornet, mid-post feed, Spitzer. Spinning and has it taken out of her hands by Ruder. Back-to-back Carrington turnovers. On the left side, Grossman down low. Neumiller spinning left, spinning right. Puts it up, air ball. Rebound, Sienna Top saves it into Mara Johnson. Well done, Sienna Top. Here's Johnson, right side. Maya Nice pops a corner three, and it's long rebound to Johnson. Here's Top. Hornets three. It's good. It's a long two. She's got 13, and it's 35-14. Carrington by 21 again as we pass the halfway mark of the third. And it's Keller, right side for Ruder. Give and go with Keller to lay it in. Braylee Keller with eight, 35-16, Carrington. Johnson dribbles towards the middle. Hornet kick out. Nice, a corner three. Long rebound, backside, out of bounds to Harvey Wells County. And Coots is back in for Spitzer. Holman for Hornet. Carrington by 19. Well on their way, but I just wanted to be sharp from here on in. Ruder, left side. Neumiller holding with the KT tape on her right shoulder. Driving in, Almaris. Kick out. Ruder, a three, and she's fouled on a three, and Maya Nice can't believe she did that. Her first foul.
First personal, 13 foul.
Free throws for Ruder, three of them. Cody Thiel will check in after the second one. Ruder fires and rolls it in, 35-17. Second one. Spins off, and now Cody Thiel will come in for Maya Nice.
Cody Thiel, the Cardinals.
third one upcoming for Reuter, down by 18. Macy fires and rattles it home. So 35-18, Carrington Bank Forward scoreboard, 3:10 of the third. Aniston Hornet gets ready to check back in. Right side, Mara Johnson looks for the short corner. Harper Coleman back to Johnson, down to Coots. Kick, corner, Coleman. Straight away, Johnson, left wing corner. It's Steele down to Coots. Kick out, top, a three, off the front of the rim. And taken in by Wolf. Hornets from right to left. Crossing over left, here's Reuter down low, and a reach-around foul called on Harper Coleman, her first, team's fourth. Back in Aniston Hornet.
First personal, team foul number four.
It's for Mara Johnson.
Corner, back in for the Cardinals.
Comes to Neumiller, left side, Keller holding. Once the post entry to Almaris, but it's not available. Good defense by Coots. Right side, a give and go. Neumiller gets inside and finishes. She's got eight, 35-20 Cardinals. Sienna top. Right side, holding. Gives to Cody Thiel. Skip it corner, Coleman. Down towards Coots, and she's fouled. Mara gets fouled by Rachel Neumiller, her first. Team second.
First personal, second team foul.
Kenley Grossman checks in for Macy Reuter. Carrington up by 15, 2:10 of the third. It's Sienna top to Cody Thiel, holding. Gives to Hornet, down towards top, short corner. Back to Hornet. Dribbles left, now right, gives to top. Here's Thiel, right wing, down to Coleman. One dribble, kick out Thiel. Left side, Hornet, in the corner, Coots. And three in the key called on Harper Cole. Mara Johnson back in.
Mara Johnson back into the game.
Starting five out there for Carrington. 35-20. And a steal by Mara Johnson. Right side, Sienna top, back to Johnson, back to top. Holding, going down to Hornet, who's inside and got fouled. She'll shoot two. And it's on Lainey Almaris.
Her second,
team's third. Carrington by 15. First free throw is short for Annie, the sophomore. 1:40 of the third, Carrington 35-20. Second free throw rolls in, 14 for Aniston Hornet, and it's 36-20. Against this ball pressure now, in the middle, Wolf goes left side, skip it down through the hands of Almaris. She recovers it, would have had a layup if she made the catch. On the left side, a three for Neumiller. Long, backside board, Aniston Hornet. Here comes Carrington down the left side. Hornet down towards Coots, spinning, kicking, top. Head of the key, Coleman. Left side, Johnson. In the middle, Coots, left wing, Hornet. Here's a three for Mara Johnson. That's good. Mara Johnson, a three. She's got 10, and it's 39-20 Carrington, matching their largest lead. And a baseball pass is intercepted by Harper Coleman. She's got numbers up ahead. Mara Johnson, extra pass. Hornet lays it in. Annie's got 16. It's 41-20 Carrington. Keller gives to Grossman, stolen again by Johnson. Here's Hornet to the other end, and Aniston will lay it up and in.
Hornet scoring.
18 for Hornet, 43-20 Carrington. In the middle, Wolf, right side, Almaris starts a drive, kicks it out left wing, and now a trap on Keller. She gives it to Almaris, who pops a three, long rebound. Neumiller's out of bounds with it. Back in comes Macy Reuter. 9 seconds left in the third, Carrington by 23. Aniston Hornet, a good quarter. Here comes Johnson with six, with five, and with four. Johnson down to Coots, turns, fires, and hits at the buzzer. Mara into double figures with 10, and that's the way the third quarter comes to a close. Carrington with a 21-point quarter. They now lead this region 2A girls basketball quarterfinal by a score of 45-20 on the I3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Fourth quarter, here we go. Carrington by 25 to begin the fourth. And a near steal. Left side, Grossman into the corner. Newmiller holding. Rachel Newmiller dumps it down. Extra pass. And Keller gets the layup. She's got 10. It's 45-22. It's Hornet. Left side, Harper Coleman. Gives to Mara Johnson. Into the middle. Hornet kick out. Johnson corner top. Back for Johnson. As they ping it around. Backdoor cut. Hornet lays it in. She's got 20. That matches a season high. 47-22 Cardinals. On the right side, holding it is Reuter. Picks up her dribble in a bad spot, and it's intercepted by Mara Johnson. Here she comes the other way. The last time a Carrington player scored more than 20, it was Eden Hornet in the state qualifying game last year over Kendra. Harper Coleman towards Aniston Hornet. Back for Coleman, left wing corner. Dribbles towards the head of the key. Here's Johnson in the middle. Coots kick out. Harper Coleman fakes a three. Down to Coots for the layup. That didn't go in. Coots the offensive rebound. Kick out Johnson. Extra pass top. And a second chance. It's Coots. Loose ball comes to Johnson. She'll drive left. Kick it to the corner. A Harper Coleman fake three into a jumper that goes. Harper's got four, and it's 49-22 Carrington. 6:10 to play, fourth quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard. Right side, dump down. Newmiller blocked by Top. Good recovery by Sienna. And here comes Aniston Hornet the other way. She'll drive left and give to Harper Coleman. Down to Coots. Kick out. Top. Left wing. Hornet for three. It's long. Rebounded by Harvey Wells County. Top had it for a second, then lost it. And here come the Hornets the other way. With Grossman. Straight away, Reuter. Left side, Grossman. High post feed, Keller. Down to Almaris, who spins and travels. 5:17 left. Thiel, Spitzer, Nice to go with Johnson and Coleman. Aniston Hornet, a good ball game here. We'll probably talk to her in post game, along with Andy Broughton. After what looks like a 17th straight win in the corner, Maya Nice holding. Dribbles to the head of the key, Mara Johnson. Johnson dribbles left, goes to the short corner for Nice. Back to Johnson. Spitzer kick out. Nice for three. Spins off. Rebounding foul, Cody Thiel, I believe. Nope, Sophie Spitzer, her first, team's first.
Last foul on number 30, Sophie Spitzer, for his personal 15.
Here's Keller. Dribbling with the right hand, finds Grossman. Down towards Wolf. Double dribble. 4:36 to go. Carrington will go to 19-3. The Hornets will finish 6-16. And the Cardinals will play the first semifinal tomorrow as Jordan Coleman gets ready to check in for Carrington. It's Spitzer. Kick out to Harper Coleman. There's Maya Nice down to Spitzer. Back out to Nice. A three is off the front of the rim. Rebound Neumiller. 4:17 left. Neumiller. Keller right side. Still holding is Keller. Now she'll start a dribble. Give it to Grossman. Left side, Neumiller. Halfway through the fourth. Bank forward scoreboard. Carrington by 27. Down to Almaris. Doubled. Fires anyway. Misses. Rebound Johnson for the Cardinals. Kari Coleman also getting ready to check in for Andy Broughton's team. Thiel, corner. Coleman down to Spitzer. Gets inside. Her jumper is short. And rebounded by Tenley Grossman. Here she comes with 3:35 remaining. Grossman dribbles left. And her pass is deflected out of bounds, and that will get both Coleman's in, Kari and Jordan. They're both eighth graders.
Kari Coleman, Jordan Coleman, and the Cardinals.
And now the JV is in for Carrington. A Neumiller three is off the front of the rim and taken in by Cody Thiel. It's Thiel, nice as Thiel. Reuter gets inside, no but a foul. And she'll shoot two on the foul by Maya Nice. It's Nice, Thiel, Coleman, Coleman, and Spitzer.
Third personal.
And Olivia Weinman getting ready to check in for Harvey Wells County. Reuter shooting two, her first one, rolls off. And here comes Olivia Weinman for Emerson Wolf. Second free throw for Reuter. Goes in, 49-23 Carrington. On the right side, it's Steele in the corner for Nice. Straight away, Kari. Left wing, Jordan. Here is Steele back to Jordan. She drives right, kicks it. In the corner, Nice gets by her defender, gets inside and misses, gets her own miss. Kick out to Cody Thiel in the corner by Nice. She'll pop a three, skip it over the rim. Rebound Kari Coleman, finds Spitzer. The jumper is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds with 2:45 to go. On the right side, Keller. Give and go. Keller, kick out left side. Turned over, a steal for Kari Coleman. Here comes Jordan Coleman. She has it knocked away from her and taken out of there by Olmaris. Bit of a collision behind the play. Two 15 left. In the mid post, Neumiller. Down to Olmaris, who lays it in. Laney Olmaris, first basket, 49-25. Coleman. Here's Thiel in the middle. Spitzer, kick right wing. A three for Maya Nice is good. She's got two of those, and it's 52-25 Carrington with 1:40 to go. And we're going to see Brooklyn Knudsen and Berkeley Sumpson come in a moment. Probably for Thiel and Nice. Here's a steal by Maya Nice. Hornets are also going to empty the bench. They'll bring everybody they can in. Straight away, a three for Nice. Short this time. Rebound Hornets and Keller. A substitution timeout for Harvey Wells County. They'll get Brindley Hayes in and Isabella Couch in.
Todd Stesch and Pooch to the Hornets.
Final minute 15. Harrington 52-25. Thompson's in, as is Knudsen. Here's a three that's off the mark. Rebound, Brooklyn Knudsen. She scored her only career points against Harvey in Bessonen. Here's in the left wing a three for Kari Coleman. Skips over the rim. Rebound, Knudsen. Wraparound feed, Jordan Coleman. Thompson a three. A little long and rebounded by Olmeris. She scored against Lisbon on Tuesday. The other way, here's Hayes in the corner. A three, long, put back Olmeris. No, but a foul. She'll shoot two. Diesel. Perhaps at the final score, we'll see. 52-25, Carrington. Free throw for Olmeris is good. 52-26. The foul was on Knudsen. Second one. Also good. 52-27. And now the bench has been completely emptied by Harvey Wells County. Even some players that we don't have in the program are in there. I mean, it's as deep as they can go. Here's Thompson. Left side to Knudsen. Down to Spitzer. Kick out Knudsen. Here's Thompson. 52-27. In the corner, Kari. Down to Knudsen. Kick left side. Spitzer. Jumper got it. Sophie Spitzer hits. And it's 54-27. The other way, Harvey with their last meaningful possession. 8 seconds left. Into Couch. Spinning. Deflected ball. Stolen by Kari Coleman. And that will do it. Carrington 17th consecutive win advances them to the regional semifinals, 54-27 over Harvey Wells County. And we will have our postgame report in just a moment as Cardinal basketball will continue on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Thor Nelson, a Minot resident and National Hockey League official for 21 years. A high school sports official is someone who has played the game, coached the game, and is definitely a fan of the game and wants to give something back. The game has touched their lives, and now as an official, they positively affect the lives of the young people playing today. Getting involved is easy. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activities Association at 701-845-3953. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is the time.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
We are back inside the Devils Lake Sports Center, Carrington. A 54-27 win in this Region 2A tournament quarterfinal. And I know she's waiting to talk to us, but we have to do a legal thing real quick. Let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Region 2A girls basketball tournament, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
And now we can rock and roll with our postgame report, which begins with Aniston Hornet joining us. 20 points for the fourth time this season in the win. Annie, congratulations.
Thank you.
you and Mara and Mara have done this. I mean, you played in a state tournament last year, but for some of these young girls, it was their first opportunity. What did you make of the game?
I just thought we had really good ball movement and, again, our defense. And I know it wasn't super aggressive, but games like these are good learning experiences for everyone.
You guys shot a lot of threes. They didn't go in early, but you didn't lose your confidence. How important was that?
That's so important. Shots are going to go in. Shots aren't going to go in. That's just how it goes. So you just got to keep up your confidence and don't quit shooting.
And, I mean, you guys get great balance. In fact, every field goal, to your point, every field goal of the first half had an assist on it. That really goes to show how well you're sharing the ball.
Yeah, exactly. We always look for each other, and we're always willing to make that extra pass and make the extra effort to get another shot up.
Well, Anniston, tomorrow it is either Four Winds Minnewaukan or Hillsboro Central Valley. I'm going to ask the very popular media question to ask. Do you care who it is?
I don't care. We're going to come out with the same intensity as we would anyone else, so yeah.
Well, we will see you tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anniston Hornet had 20. And we will get her head coach in just a moment after career win now 488 for Andy Brunn. There's going to be a very special night next season at the rate this is going. And selfishly, I hope it happens at home. That's all I'm going to say about that. But the Cardinals get the win. They will play tomorrow at 5:30. Against the winner of the next game here, Four Winds Minnewaukan and Hillsboro Central Valley. But we're joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton. And coach, that game, such a great example of there's more to basketball than the ball always going in. When it did go in the first half, 100% of your field goals were assisted, and your defensive intensity was really good.
Yeah, credit Harvey. They were patient on offense, and they milked that shot clock till about 30 seconds, and then they got something to go. So we had some really good possessions of 30 seconds of defense, but the last five we kind of had a breakdown, and credit for them for being patient with the ball, and that was kind of their plan going in maybe. But we had to do a little more trapping to get our offense going, and we had to have some defense make our offense go.
Anniston, the first thing she said is we shared the ball really well, and you certainly did.
Yeah, and that's been kind of our go-to, you know, whose turn is it to shoot and whose turn is it to pass, and we got to continue to do that because, you know, it's a team of five out there that has to be strong.
And I thought Mara Coots, 10 points, a quiet-ish 10 points, but she was really good today.
Yeah, and, you know, she kind of locks in on defense and plays that post really well.
So you've got two teams here that are about to play. You'll face the winner. Their styles are very different. So take us inside what the next 24 hours looks like. How much time do you get for a game plan, or do you kind of have to show and go tomorrow?
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to kind of sit as a group right now and do a little mini scouting in live time because, you know, you got to hit the bus. You got to go to school tomorrow, and there's not a lot of time for walkthroughs or anything like that. So it's kind of on the fly, like you said. But we've seen Hillsboro twice. We've seen Four Winds once, and we kind of know what they do. But it's about execution tomorrow and, you know, playing with composure.
Well, Coach, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow for semifinal Tuesday night.
Thanks, BJ.
That is Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton joining us. We'll take one final break, come back, take a look at the numbers, and wrap it up from Devil's Lake when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide
Bassett
selection of new
Motors,
and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlines.
Headlines. Carrington, North Dakota.
We're back at the Devil's Lake Sports Center. BJ Walters and Vinny Rappel back with you, Vinny, getting all of our video content for you this week, for this week in Carrington Sports. If you're a Carrington fan, you hope that content includes a big celebration on Thursday night. But they're not there yet. They are in the semifinals, 54-27. They have beaten the Harvey Wells County Hornets. And now let's give you the game recap. It was 20 points from Anniston Hornet that led the way, 11 from Mara Johnson, 10 from Mara Coots, 6 points from Maya Nice on a couple of threes, 4 from Harper Coleman, and 2 each from Sophie Spitzer and Sienna Top. And in reality, that is a Carrington box score this year. That's just how it's been. If someone's going for 20, it's either Anniston or Mara. And they combined for 31. That's about right this year. For Harvey Wells County, 10 for Braylee Keller, 8 in her final game for Rachel Newmiller, 4 for Lainey Almaris, 3 for Macy Reuter, and 2 for Emerson Wolf. No ties, 1 lead change. Carrington's largest lead was 28 points. Harvey Wells County led 3-0. The Cardinals are 19-3 on the season. Harvey Wells County concludes their season with a record of 6-16, and the Cardinals will face a Region 2A semifinal tomorrow night against either 5-seed Hillsborough Central Valley or 4-seed Four Winds Minnewaukan. We will be with you straight up and down at 5 o'clock here on KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app and on your smart speaker. Some other scores to tell you about today. South Prairie Max, 85-44 over Stanley in Region 3, and in Region 4, Hazen 56, Standing Rock 26. A big shock in Class B Region 1. Edgley Cole Montpelier hammering Maple River in the fourth quarter. The Rebels are going to the regional semi against either Winemere Lidgerwood or Linton Hazleton Moffitt Braddock. For us, stay with NewsDakota.com. We'll let you know who the opponent is for Carrington tomorrow night as they take on the winner of Four Winds Minnewaukan and Hillsborough Central Valley. Our great thanks to tournament director and also Devil's Lake athletic director. And for some reason, I'm just completely blanking on his name at the moment. You know what? I'm deaf. I'm not going to be able to hear you, Joseph. Sorry. The director is Jason Weiberg, the AD here at Devil's Lake. We thank him for his help, as always. We also thank our Carrington crew, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them and our entire I3G Sports Network crew, including Vinny Rappel, my name is BJ Walters. The Carrington Cardinals have won 17 in a row, and they will go for 18 in a Region 2A semifinal tomorrow night after a 54-27 win over Harvey Wells County. Thank you so much for joining us, and until tomorrow, good pre-evening from Devil's Lake.
Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.